Arizona is the Grand Canyon state, but a program at the park is trying to expand that. Students get to visit the canyon without having to get up from their desks.
Our national parks are fantastic education facilities, honestly, because this is nature's best classroom.
I'm Mark Brody.
And I'm Steve Goldstein. Today on the show, distance learning at the canyon. Also, it's allergy season when bees and their honey generate a lot of buzz.
U of A gets some federal money to recruit more American Indian doctors.
And musician Ryan Bingham on writing award-winning songs.
When I was starting out, I was like, you know, I better have some meaningful songs and say some things that really translate. Like, I just always figured that, you know, how do I expect people to believe my songs if I don't believe them myself?
Plus herding carts, and we make the studio a little steamy.
That and more on the show after a check of this hour's news. Good afternoon. It's the show on KJZZ with Mark Brody. I'm Steve Goldstein. Nothing to report in traffic. That's odd for this time of day, but valley weather for the rest of today should stay sunny and warm. We're looking for a high of 90. Then for tonight, clear skies with lows in the lower to mid-60s. And then it'll really heat up as we end the week. Sunny skies tomorrow with a high of 93, and then sunny and 95 for Saturday. Currently, relative humidity just at 7%, sunny and 86 degrees.
Phoenix residents may soon get the opportunity to apply for a municipal ID card. As KJZZ's Kerry Young reports, the proposal for a multi-use photo ID passed a city council subcommittee this week.
If adopted, the card would allow city residents to use one photo ID card to access things like public transit and library services. Supporters of the idea say having one card to access several city services is more efficient and promotes civic pride. Vice Mayor Jim Waring cast the one vote against the idea. He says the potential benefits of a municipal ID don't outweigh the costs, citing the $5 million price tag New York City has reported for its municipal ID program.
We're a city that's going to be running in the red starting next year. Do we really need to spend money on this when we have so many other pressing needs?
Similar programs are already in place in 9 other U.S. cities. The subcommittee's recommendation now goes to the full council for consideration. Kerry Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A federal agency has cleared a planned overpass construction project intended to separate road and train traffic at a busy crossing in Maricopa. The Federal Highway Administration concluded the planned State Route 347 overpass at Union Pacific Railroad tracks would have no significant environmental impact. The Arizona Department of Transportation says the finding by the federal agency was the last approval necessary before it could begin acquiring the overpass site, completing the design, and beginning construction when money is available. ADOT says the $55 million overpass project is intended to alleviate highway traffic backups at the current at-grade crossing due to trains using the Union Pacific tracks.
The U of A College of Medicine's Native American Research and Training Center has gotten a $975,000 grant from the Indian Health Service to recruit more American Indians into medicine and healthcare careers. It was one of two university-based grants awarded by IHS. Dr. Tisha Solomon is the center's director.
The money will be used for recruiting students into the College of Medicine, into universities in general. Get younger students in younger grades, K through 12, tribal colleges, reaching out to all these different areas of what we call the pipeline into the sciences and then into schools of medicine and other health professionals.
Is recruiting an American Indian student to a university or a med school different than recruiting any other student?
Most likely, yes, it is. A lot of people choose their professions based on the role models that they see. And so if you don't have the opportunity to see another Native American as a physician in your community, then it doesn't even occur to you that that's something that you could do in your lifetime. Other barriers are finances, not knowing if you, this is true of many people who come from rural communities or who come from disadvantaged backgrounds, not having a parent who's gone to college even. You don't know how to access those systems and don't know how to get into them. Those can be real barriers.
So is the goal then to get American Indian students into a med school, get them through their residency and all, and then to practice in their communities or just to practice in general?
Well, of course, once you get to that stage, you have the decision to practice wherever you want to practice and wherever the opportunities are. But the answer is, you know, we need Native American students in medicine and Native American doctors both to practice in their communities or in Native communities. but also to practice in non-Native communities in the rural, I mean, in the urban areas. More than half of Native Americans live in urban areas.
Are there particular specialties that are more needed than others in American Indian communities, or just sort of general family docs, internists, people like that?
Well, family docs, pediatricians, and internal medicine are the primary areas. Dentistry is a big area. Behavioral health, pharmacists are important. OBGYN, those kinds of things.
How will you judge success? I mean, how will you tell if the program that you're doing now works?
I think the highest number of students we've ever had in a class around the country that are Native American, the highest that anyone has ever reported to me anyway is six. So six entering at a time. So I think once we get over the six barrier, then we know we've achieved at least the first round.
Dr. Tisha Solomon is the director of the Native American Research and Training Center at the University of Arizona College of Medicine.
Governor Doug Ducey signed a bill into law this week that'll make it much harder for homeowners to sue builders for construction defects on their homes. As KJZZ's business correspondent Christina Hansen reports, opponents say it puts homeowners at a disadvantage, while supporters say it'll limit costly litigations for everyone.
It can be alarming for homeowners to find defects like cracks in their walls and floors. That's what happened to 460 homeowners in a Sun City Grand community several years ago, and they sued the home builder, Del Webb. It was a lengthy courtroom battle, as these kinds of cases usually are, but the homeowners ultimately won a $13 million judgment last month. Almost $6 million of that went toward attorney's fees and paying expert witnesses. During a hearing at the state capitol this month, the homeowner's attorney, Stephen Weber, said getting those costs covered was essential.
But without that ability to recover attorney's fees, I would have had to tell these people, there's nothing you can do.
But this week, a bill was signed into law that prevents homeowners from getting their attorney's fees covered if they win the case. Had this law been in place before, only about $2 million would have been left over for Weber's clients, rather than over $7 million that they got last month. Also, the new law gives builders the right to make repairs before a lawsuit can be filed. Spencer Camps, with the Home Builders Association of Central Arizona, which lobbied for the bill, says the idea is to prevent frivolous lawsuits.
Because when both parties in court are in court, nobody wins but the attorneys at the end of the day. Homeowners are tied up in court for years while they need repairs made to their home.
States began passing construction defect laws in the 90s. Back then, he says homeowner complaints were on the rise and being instigated by law firms, many in California. So he says Arizona's new law merely strengthens the one it passed about 12 years ago, because recently
we've seen a significant uptick in these type of frivolous lawsuits brought by these California-based firms in Arizona that results in, ultimately in great economic harm as it relates to insurance costs and other matters.
Several other states are also in the process of tweaking their construction defect laws in similar ways for the same reasons. Bill Shore, a local attorney who represents homeowners, says giving builders the right to repair isn't really the issue with Arizona's new law. It's the fact that whatever money homeowners now win in court will mostly get sucked up by attorneys and expert witness fees, and not much left over for the actual repairs they went to court for in the first place.
This is very complicated litigation, and in order to prove your case as a plaintiff, you have to hire experts in various fields who will say that builders or developers failed to meet the minimum workmanship requirements.
And that gets very expensive, especially as these cases drag on, which Shore says means even legitimate cases probably won't be worth it.
I dare say the vast majority of individual homeowners in the state of Arizona have no idea about this law and what just happened. But this is going to be an enormous problem for homeowners going forward.
There are some instances where homeowners' attorneys' fees could get covered, depending on the grounds for the lawsuit. But Shore says that'll be rare. Christina Hansen, KJZZ News.
Coming up, ASU's men's basketball team is looking for a new head coach. Who can turn the program around?
What is the downside of this job? That's why they should aim high and not for assistant coaches or head coaches that are about to be fired.
Making ASU hoops about more than just the curtain of distraction. It's the show.
Good afternoon at 2:13 on KJZZ. If you're on the Valley Freeways, pretty good chance you're getting where you're going in good time. No problems to tell you about. In Valley weather, it'll be sunny for the rest of the day today, looking for a high of 90 degrees. 79 is average, by the way. Clear skies on the way for tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-60s. Sunny both tomorrow and Saturday, with highs in the low to mid-90s each day. It's sunny right now in Phoenix, 86 degrees at KJZZ.
KJZZ is supported by St. Barnabas Church Scottsdale, presenting Mozart's Requiem with choir soloist and orchestra Paul Lee Conductor, followed by Afternoon Tea on the Desert Saturday, March 28th at 4 p.m. Info at stbarnabas.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Steve Goldstein with Mark Brody, and this is the KJZZ Spring Member Drive. You, along with other members, provide the single largest and most important source of funds that pay for the programs you expect on KJZZ, like the show, and new members are critical to the success of your community news station. We're asking you to take just a moment, join the informed members who believe in the value of this service with your contribution. Go to KJZZ.org or call 888-774-9150.
You can also give directly from the KJZZ mobile app if you're streaming from your smartphone this afternoon. As Steve said, members are the most important source of support for this radio station. Everything you hear on KJZZ, including the show, happens because of your generous financial support. So think about becoming a sustaining member this afternoon, maybe $10 or $15 a month, whatever amount fits your budget, whatever you think this service is worth to you, that's the amount that you should contribute right now at KJZZ.org or 888-774-9150.
We're in the first afternoon of this short spring campaign. It's when we're asking for your support for the programs that you count on every day. When you hear a report that you find fascinating, that you wouldn't have heard anyplace else, it's made possible because of your generous contribution or the contribution of your neighbor. But it's not up to the neighbor to make the contribution for you. We're asking you to give as much as you can give, that as long as it feels comfortable for you. To say, I start the day with Morning Edition. I make sure to listen to Here and Now. I like to catch the show and All Things Considered. If you're a regular listener, maybe you can contribute at the $20 a month level. That would be $240 for a year, and you will become a sustaining member of KJZZ, giving us that predictable funding source into the future. If you can make that gift right now, please call 888-774-9150.
Steve, we should also mention that folks who make their gift at KJZZ.org on the mobile app or call 888-774-9150 will be automatically entered to win the I Love New York contest for two, 5 days, four nights in a four-star hotel, round-trip airfare for two from Phoenix to the Big Apple, $500 in spending money. You get private airport transfers round-trip. It's a pretty good deal.
And Mark, not to put you on the spot, I've only been to New York once myself. You are someone who grew up not that far from your dad. Actually grew up in New York.
He did,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you've experienced a lot
of things. It's a great place. I mean, if you want, big city, like lots of museums, great food, everything you want to do, what a great place to go. And you can do it for free, essentially. So why not at least give yourself a chance to win this thing? And at the same time, support your public radio station. Show your support for original programming like the show here on KJZZ. 888-774-9150, KJZZ.org.
In addition to the great programs you hear every day, like Morning Edition and All Things Considered, when we have a program like the show, we're trying to give you that much more of the flavor of the place where you live, your community. Whether it's Mark doing a hot corner to talk about the restaurants and the areas that are really picking up and places that maybe you want to check out, or whether you hear reports from across the state, things that you need to know about, we're trying to present that to you every Thursday and Friday afternoon on the show. You're not hearing this at any other station that's really taking you to the heart of what makes this valley and this state tick. If that's the kind of programming you think is worth listening to, it's also worth supporting. So please give us a call, 888-774-9150.
Yeah, the show is really all about our neighborhoods, our city, our communities. We're hearing voices. We're bringing you more voices from this this city, this big city that has so many different parts of it, and we're trying to explore all those different parts. What's going on politically, scientifically, artistically, culturally, business-wise? You just heard from Christina Hansen a few minutes ago. We're trying to bring all of that to you in 1 hour on Thursday and 1 hour on Friday as this this relatively new show still here on KJZZ. We hope that you put a dollar value on that. Make that gift of support. Get yourself entered to win the I Love New York contest for two. You can donate right on the KJZZ mobile app at kjzz.org or by calling 888-774-9150.
This community resource needs your support. It's why we hold these on-air drives, because we know that we need to get the message out to you about how important your individual contribution is. When you hear a report, when you hear the analysis, the unbiased news and reporting, it's what you've come to expect from public radio and come to expect from us here at KJZZ. So please put a dollar value on that. Maybe it's $10 a month, maybe $20 a month. Maybe it's a one-time gift of $100, but make the gift now online at kjzz.org or by calling 888-774-9150. Thanks.
Shopping carts, the workhorse of our economy, or something like that. Despite their utilitarian design and wobbly wheels, consumers tend to hold on to them longer than maybe they should. Like a sheep that strayed from the flock, you may have seen them abandoned in alleyways, on the side of busy streets, or even overturned in a wash. But there's actually someone whose job it is to wrangle those carts and keep them in line. Dan Tennyson is the director of Arizona Cart Services. Since 2002, his business has been handling shopping cart retrieval for major Arizona shopping centers. And Dan, where's the most common place you find these runaway carts?
We find them everywhere. A lot of carts are left at bus stops, obviously, corners, neighborhoods. We find them in alleys. We find them in canals. We find them just about everywhere.
Was the sense that most of the carts that went missing from grocery stores taken by customers who just needed a way to get their groceries home?
That's exactly right. That's what happens, and obviously they don't walk it all the way back and put it back in the parking lot. So.
It seems as though stores now are starting to turn to newer technologies to try to prevent this stuff, as opposed to sending a company like yours out to try to go find these carts.
That's correct.
What do these technologies do?
It's a locking wheel system. What the retailer will do, they bury a sensor line along the edge of the property. These wheels are set to lock up when they hit that sensor line. They've now even went one step further. There's a application of locking wheels out there called a smart wheel. This particular wheel will not even let you out the door of the store without going through a checkout lane.
How much do these systems tend to cost?
A system to have it installed is going to cost the retail somewhere in the neighborhood of probably $15,000 to $20,000, and then the wheels, once they wear out, they have issues with them. They're much more expensive to replace the wheel and or repair the wheel. When a shopper gets the cart to the edge of the property and the wheel locks up, they continue to try to push and push and push to get it released. Now you have a flat spot on the bottom of the wheel, and that has to be replaced. So it gets rather expensive.
Well, how much does a shopping cart cost?
A shopping cart will range anywhere from the smaller carts that you see in Walgreens and CVS to, you know, $60 to $80. And then once you get into the bigger carts, the grocery carts and the Lowe's and the Home Depot, you could be anywhere from probably $100 to $150 per cart.
Have you seen a drop in business since stores started implementing some of these new technologies to prevent customers from taking shopping carts off the property?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to the retrieval, we also do the repair and the power wash of shopping carts, so we handle the whole thing. But when it comes to retrieval, absolutely. When they install, it's not 100%, it's not foolproof, but in most cases, yes, it's drastically reduced.
I would imagine then that as that's reduced, maybe the repair component has increased. I mean, as you say, batteries need to be replaced, wheels need to be replaced maybe more often than they were before.
Yeah, it's not a matter of just replacing a simple single wheel on a grocery cart, but again, a lot of it has to do with, you know, what do you pay for retrieval? We have some locations that we will service twice a day, 7 days a week, to go out and retrieve their carts, and they refuse to put in the locking wheel because they're in a neighborhood where they want their shoppers and their customers to be able to take the cart, and that's part of their doing business.
Dan Tennyson is director of Arizona Cart Services. Dan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Students across the country have been visiting the Grand Canyon without having to fill out a permission slip. It's part of the National Parks Distance Learning Program. Emma LaPosey is its coordinator.
What it is are live interactive programs that we have with children that are curriculum-based. We currently have 8 curriculum-based distance learning programs that teachers can choose from in the topics of geology, ecology, and human history, and it gives teachers a great way to use a wonderful example, Grand Canyon National Park, to be able to teach their kids about, you know, science, but what's really happening right here in their own backyard. And many of these kids that we're connecting with are all across the United States, so they may never have a chance to come to Grand Canyon, but if they're learning about plate tectonics in the classroom, why not use a fantastic example to be able to highlight those processes and the science that's in action right here?
What do you think the kids get out of this program?
You know, it's amazing, actually, the responses that we've had. These programs are free, curriculum-based, and it's taking what you're learning in that book and bringing it to the real-world level. These are real-world concepts where they're seeing plate tectonics isn't just something in a book, it's happening, and there's some wonderful examples in our national parks. And our national parks are fantastic education facilities, honestly, because this is nature's best classroom.
What are some of the more interesting or surprising questions you've gotten from some of the students doing this?
You know, it takes all different forms. We do programs for kindergarten to adults. So it's amazing to see, you know, what their perspectives are. Of course, you know, kids always want to know, do people die at Grand Canyon? They want to hear the morbid stuff. But other times, they just want to know, how big is the biggest, fossil? It's always fun when we have an hour-long program on the ecology of Grand Canyon. And then one of the kids are like, so how did Grand Canyon form? And you're like, well, that's another hour-long program. But let's quickly go through that, too, you know. So you hear all kinds of things.
Are there other national parks that do something like this?
There definitely are a handful of different national parks doing distance learning, just in different ways. So, for example, Channel Islands has a distance learning program underwater. Badlands National Park, they have a system, a Polycom, that they can just push right out from their visitor center and see the Badlands, the beautiful rolling hills behind them, and have live interactive programs with the kids there. So there's lots of different setups out there, and I think that what you're seeing, especially now where there's not a lot of money in our school systems, and it's hard to travel, it's hard to get that field trip in place, but for a free, interactive, live distance learning program with national parks all across the country, you get something spectacular.
Is there an element to this program where the hope is that you will increase visitation and get more people to the national parks?
Surely. You know, we definitely hope that these kids will hopefully come out with their families, and not just kids, all ages, honestly, to be able to connect to the national parks. But beyond that, too, these kids are also realizing that in their backyard, when we connect to them, we'll also talk to them about the parks in their own state, the parks in their own backyard, because we want to create stewards. This is the next generation, and who's going to be here? We always tell them, you know, when we retire, who's going to replace the Rangers? It might be you.
Emma LaPosey is Distance Learning Coordinator at Grand Canyon National Park. Emma, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're listening to the show on KJZZ, and these are the sounds of the city.
I'm Janessa. I'm the production stage manager here at Arizona Broadway Theater, and we are a dinner theater that has dinner before, and then you come and see a live musical production. I turn on all of the power and amps for the soundboard, the light board.
Lots of noise in the house!
My name is Michalina Abrahamson, and I'm the wardrobe manager.
For this show, we preset 310 costume pieces between wigs and gloves and accessories and things like that. We had pants rip. We have laundry that has to get put away. We have all sorts of very exciting things happening in the building as we wait for the actors to arrive.
That was Jenna Sayani and Michalina Abrahamson getting ready for a showing of Les Miserables at the Arizona Broadway Theater. You can catch that show through April 4th. If you have suggestions or hear things that make Phoenix Phoenix or just want us to stop stealing loaves of bread, send us a note, theshow@kjzz.org.
Good afternoon. You're listening to the show on KJZZ. He's Steve. I'm Mark. The show is bringing you more of our community mixed with national stories and international news.
Valley weather for the rest of the day. No surprise. It'll stay sunny and hot. We're looking for a high temperature of 90. Then for tonight, should be clear and mild with lows in the mid-60s. And then we'll really heat up tomorrow, sunny with a high of 93. And then we'll be about 15 degrees above normal for Saturday with a high of 95. It's currently clear and 86 degrees.
KJZZ is supported by A24 Films, presenting While We're Young, a new comedy from writer-director Noah Baumbach, starring Ben Stiller, Naomi Watts, Adam Driver, and Amanda Seyfried, While We're Young, in select theaters April 3rd.
2015 has already been a busy year. A new Arizona governor, the impact of the Super Bowl, and the ongoing education debate. And KJZZ has been here for you on every story, every day. Member support makes that possible. Please take a moment to make a gift of support to KJZZ for the news you count on each day. Call 888-774-9150 or go to kjzz.org. I'm Steve Goldstein with Mark Brody.
You also have the opportunity to win the I Love New York contest for two. You get 4 nights in a 4-star hotel, $500 in spending money, round-trip airfare for two from Phoenix to New York City. I mean, what else could you possibly want other than, I mean, maybe other than, you know, a World Series championship for the Yankees, or maybe that's just me.
In this room, it's just you. Yeah,
yeah, that is possibly just me. But you could win this trip. You don't have to go to Yankee Stadium if you don't want to, but you would go to New York City. Somebody's going to win this thing. Give yourself a chance. KJZZ.org, 888-774-9150.
And consider for a moment the benefits of listening to KJZZ. Yes, you have a chance to win an amazing contest, but that's not why you tune in every morning for Morning Edition and Here and Now and then in the afternoon for the show and All Things Considered. You're listening because listening to public radio on KJZZ enriches your life. It helps educate you. It helps you make complicated decisions about what's going on, but not just in the world. And we're not just covering what's going on internationally or nationally, though that's done quite well. On the show, we focus on what's going on in your backyard, in your community, those things that affect your lives, your children's lives every day. If it's worth listening to, it's also worth supporting at whatever amount fits your budget. So please go online right now to make the gift, kjzz.org.
Yeah, KJZZ connects you with the world, gives you insight into amazing stories. It's like traveling to new places and meeting new people. And during the show, it's like traveling to new parts of the valley that maybe you haven't been to and meeting your neighbors maybe that you haven't met yet, or meeting people on the other side of Phoenix that you haven't met. So please put a dollar value on your listening. Think about how unique this service is, especially during this hour of the show on Thursdays and Fridays. You really don't hear anything like this anywhere else. Please put a dollar value on that listening and make the call. Maybe it's $10 a month. Maybe it's $20 a month, whatever the amount. KJZZ.org. You can donate directly from the KJZZ mobile app or by calling 888-774-9150.
And by listening to KJZZ and public radio, no doubt you've had that intellectual excitement, that emotional excitement at hearing something you just didn't know, or hearing a different angle on a story or a different perspective. There are so many things going on. This is the understatement of the day, Mark. There are so many things going on in the world and in our communities we just don't understand, let alone even know about. That's why you turn to public radio, why you tune to KJZZ, and we hope you'll decide to make a gift right now. This is our spring new member drive. We're just trying to get your support at whatever level fits your budget at 888-774-9150.
Thank you to Jesse in Scottsdale, went to KJZZ.org to become a sustaining member. Beverly in Phoenix called 888-774-9150 to become a sustaining member. They are your competition, among your competition, for the I Love New York contest. A reminder, that is still up for grabs. 5 days, 4 nights in a 4-star hotel, plus round-trip airfare for two from Phoenix to New York City, and $500 in spending money. Get yourself entered to win this thing. KJZZ.org, 888-774-9150.
It's a great trip. You also have kind of a great trip every day you listen to public radio, which takes you all over the world, tells you what's going on, and gives you a whole variety of things, whether it's news about ISIS, or whether it's news about an amazing artist or a musician, or what's going on as far as the state capitol. You're hearing it right here on KJZZ, and you're hearing it in a way where you're getting it from experts. You're hearing it from people who have thoughtful perspectives on things. We know you appreciate that. We hope you'll call right now, 888-774-9150.
It'll just take a couple of minutes to make your gift, but that investment is so vital. You make this station go. Everything you hear is thanks to your generous financial support. KJZZ.org, 888-774-9150. And thank you.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl has been charged with desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. He went missing from his army outpost in Afghanistan in 2009. Bergdahl was captured by the Taliban, held by militants for 5 years, and was released in exchange for five Taliban officials last spring. NPR's Tom Bowman says the next step for Bergdahl is a hearing next month in Texas.
It's similar to a civilian grand jury, where they'll determine if there's probable cause to charge him. And at that point, if there is sufficient evidence, they would convene a court-martial. And at some point, we'll hear Bo Bergdahl's explanation about exactly what happened. Why did he leave his post?
That's NPR's Tom Bowman. If convicted of the misbehavior before the enemy charge, Bergdahl could face a possible sentence of life in prison. The director of France's aviation investigative agency says analysts have extracted audio from the cockpit voice recorder of the German jetliner that crashed in the French Alps, but he says there still is not the slightest explanation for what caused the plane to go down. He says the final communication from the cockpit was a routine message about permission for the plane to continue on its route. Thousands of people gathered at the Alabama State Capitol building today to mark the 50th anniversary of a pivotal moment in the civil rights movement, the conclusion of the Voting Rights March, which began in Selma and was led by the Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. King's daughter, the Reverend Bernice King, says the struggle for equality is still going on.
People of color are still subject to police brutality, with many unarmed who are unnecessarily being killed. Economic disparity and poverty continue to be cruel reminders of misplaced national priorities.
Also speaking today was the daughter of the late Alabama governor, George Wallace. She says her father eventually came to understand the injustice and suffering of inequality. This is NPR News from Washington.
Arizona State University's men's basketball program has become the place where head coaches' careers go to die, or at least become really ill. Coach Herb Sendek was let go this week after 9 years leading the team, only two of which ended with NCAA postseason tournament bids. That wasn't enough for Vice President of Athletics Ray Anderson, even though it's a pretty similar level of success that Sendek's predecessors Rob Evans and Bill Frieder had. So why does a school with consistently competitive programs in other major sports, like football and women's basketball, struggle so much? I asked longtime Valley sports anchor and reporter Brad Sesmat, who's now CEO of Sports360AZ.com.
Through the 20-plus years I've been here in the Valley, the arena is ancient, dated, dingy, needs to be redone. The top-flight players come in and they look at the facilities, and then they'll go to other spots around the country, or they'll look at a space like the University of Arizona and their terrific facility, their terrific heritage, their terrific tradition. And it's a real hard sales job to get people to come to Arizona State.
Does it have to carve its own niche? Does it have to decide, you know, we're going to be good on a consistent basis, or do they try to grab for the big recruits like a James Harden?
The consistency part of it, Steve, is what I want to see. I don't buy into this we're a pro sports town mentality. There's been this belief system at Arizona State Athletics for far too long of woe is us, we don't have enough resources. It's the little things, in my opinion, that put a program at an elite level. Can Arizona State be that? Sure. I like that mentality rather than let's just have basketball be kind of sort of something to do to pass time between the end of college football season and the opening of spring football.
So realistically, is this a really good opportunity not only for an incoming coach, but the program itself to get an up-and-coming hot name coach?
To me, it's a tremendous opportunity for somebody to come in at a program of Arizona State's stature and say, I'm going to take this basketball program that very few people care about right now, and I'm going to be able to mold it and shape it at a time where I have a dynamic athletic director, I have a dynamic football coach in Todd Graham. What is the downside of this job? That's why they should aim high and not for assistant coaches or head coaches that are about to be fired.
Well, do you like any of the names you've heard so far?
No. Josh Pastner is a name that has been kicked around. Josh Pastner's at Memphis. He's never won a game in the NCAA tournament. Yeah, he can recruit, but is that guarantee that he can coach? I don't know. Jeff Capel, who's over at Duke, that's a name that's been put out there, and he's referred to as a terrific recruiter. I don't know, Steve. I think you and I could probably recruit to a school that had D-U-K-E on the front of the jersey. You know what I mean? Can you do the same thing at Arizona State University? If you bring in that young guy, he may end up saying to you after 4 or 5 years of getting it turned around at Arizona State, it's time for us to move on to a bigger program. I'm fine with that. This is a long-term build, though, at ASU, but I think it's a terrific time for whomever comes on board.
Longtime Valley sportscaster Brad Sesmat. He's currently CEO of Sports360AZ.com. Gesundheit, Mark. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine, Steve. Thanks. It's just my allergies.
It's that time of year, you know. In fact, Phoenix has some of the highest pollen levels in the country right now.
Looks like it's back to the nasal spray for me.
Well, that might not be your only option. Many people swear by an allergy remedy that comes courtesy of Mother Nature.
If that's what I think it is, I gotta tell you, I'm even more allergic to bees than I am the Palo Verde tree.
Well, it's not the bees themselves, but what they produce. Kevin Hodgson of Beehive LLC runs a bee removal service. He found this swarm last night in Mesa.
I've been working with bees my entire life.
Instead of killing the unwanted insects, he takes them to his family's farm in Fort McDowell, where they have more than 900 beehives.
And they'll start producing honey for me.
Steve, I'm glad this works out for Kevin, but what about my allergies?
Well, he thinks you should start taking your tea with a spoonful of honey.
Lots of people use honey and pollen to combat seasonal allergies.
But wait, isn't this honey made of exactly the same stuff that makes me sneeze?
It sure is, and unlike store-bought honey, Kevin's honey is raw, not pasteurized.
Local raw honey has the pollen spores in it that are local to your area.
So Kevin says ingesting just a little bit every other day can help your body get used to the allergens that trigger your symptoms.
We'll link to his website at theshow.kjzz.org, and you can find local honey and pollen at many of the farmers markets around the valley this weekend.
You know how to do everything to make a man happy.
That too is my disposition.
When a man kisses you?
I kiss him.
The Western romance story is nothing new.
But we'll tell you what is. A Western romance with a woman who's an Arizona senator as the lead. In a new book titled Seducing His Senator, Elle Marlowe couples a Western romance with the Arizona State Capitol.
And if you think Arizona politics can't be sexy, well, Marlowe takes a different approach.
I think we need to break the mold with these poor politicians. I really do feel kind of sorry for them. They are people too. They are humans. And believe me, they have personal lives outside of the Capitol.
The book begins with Senator Vivian LeMasters winning her second term in office. But pretty soon, a handsome cowboy named Brock Barone shows up.
Man ought to do what he thinks is best.
But Vivian is no damsel in distress.
Why did you go away without saying anything?
I don't know exactly.
It is a role reversal because most romance novels, the guy is the one that makes all the money and makes all the decisions, and women are just throwing themselves at the guy.
Here, Brock spends a lot of time chasing after Senator LeMasters, and what follows is scandalous, seductive, and full of swaros.
That's because Cowboy Brock has been roped into a scheme to ruin the senator's reputation. But there's a romantic twist because, Love has no politics.
Is this a kissing book?
Yes, there is kissing and, well, more. So it's not an appropriate read for kids. But Marlo says she doesn't like to only focus on the kissing stuff, which is why she added some old-fashioned political tension into the story.
As a writer and a reader, I get kind of bored with it just being, you know, sicky, sweet, mishy all the time. I like conflict. I like for there to be something big for this couple to overcome.
So, Mark, you think the next time you go to cover the Capitol, you might find it a little more romantic?
Oof. I don't know if anything is getting hotter at the Capitol besides the outside temperature.
But then again, maybe you just have to wait until the sun goes down. You can pick up a copy of Seducing His Senator by L. Marlo or download the ebook.
What is the show? After that story, you really might be asking yourself that question. It's a KJZZ original production mixing news and features from the Valley, the region, along with national and even international news to provide a stream of engaging radio.
And we hope that music's not distracting drivers on the road. There is one accident, 202 westbound at 32nd Street, which is blocking the shoulder. It'll stay sunny for the rest of the afternoon. We're looking for a high temperature of 90. And then when the sun goes down, we'll have lows around 60. It's currently 86 degrees.
KJZZ is supported by Open Door at ASU, inviting you to discover the university with hundreds of science and art activities for all ages. March 28th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. West Campus. Registration at opendoor.asu.edu.
Good afternoon. With Mark Brody, I'm Steve Goldstein. Every day you count on KJZZ to bring you reporting, analysis, and insights that help you understand the world. Our contributing members provide the biggest and most important part of funding that makes independent journalism possible on KJZZ. Your gift now will bring you the indispensable news and information you count on. The number to call is 888-774-9150.
You can also give online at KJZZ.org. You can donate as well on the KJZZ mobile app. And when you do so, you'll be entered to win the I Love New York contest for two. 5 days, 4 nights in a 4-star hotel, round-trip airfare for two, $500 in spending money. You can't win if you don't play, as they used to say for the New York Lottery. So at least give yourself a chance to win this thing. KJZZ.org, 888-774-9150. You can give directly on the KJZZ mobile app.
And just since 2 o'clock, you've heard about distance learning as students across the country have been visiting the Grand Canyon. You've heard about what Arizona State University should do for its next men's basketball coach. You also heard about, well, bees and how they might help affect your allergies or get rid of your allergies. Really an interesting mix of stories that you only hear through public radio. Obviously, NPR will bring you the serious news from across the country, including what's going on in Washington. And we'll bring you the serious news here as well, what's going on at the state capitol, what's going on in your community. It's why you listen to public radio. And we're asking you right now to put a dollar value on the listening you do. If you could afford $10 a month, we would appreciate it. If you could afford a dollar a day gift, that would be great as well. That's totally up to you. What we're hoping right now, though, is you'll join Stephen and Mesa and Ashley in Phoenix and go to KJZZ.org.
This is how public radio works. You do not hear commercials on public radio. You don't hear people trying to sell you anything. You don't hear people yelling and screaming at you. You don't hear people talking about things they don't know about. When you hear a story on public radio, on KJZZ, you know that you're hearing from people who actually know what they're talking about. You know that you're hearing from people who have a perspective that maybe you agree with, maybe you don't. Doesn't matter. You hear it, you can appreciate it. You learn something new when you listen to this radio station, especially during this hour of the show. You hear all sorts of stuff going on in our community that that maybe you didn't know about. So please put a dollar value on that. Make that contribution right now. Enter to win the I Love New York contest for two. KJZZ.org, 888-774-9150.
Public radio is not background noise in your life. It's part of what makes your day worth doing. You've got Morning Edition telling you what's coming up throughout the rest of the day, what you need to keep an eye on. And then you hear Here and Now. You hear the show telling you what's going on, what's sort of going on at the moment. Also, some stories you wouldn't have heard anyplace else. And then All Things Considered takes you home. What did you miss while you were doing important things with your family, or you were at work, or you were running errands? It wraps up your day. This is the only station you can find that does all of that for you each and every day with the most serious news stories, with things that will enrich you from a spiritual standpoint or an artistic standpoint, or things you just need to know about what's going on in your backyard. This is the place you turn. What we're asking for you to do right now is to make a contribution to keep it going strong into the future. Become a sustaining member right now. Give $20 a month if you can afford it at 888-774-9150.
KJZZ is expanding service to the community and to more listeners than ever. The This is a great time to join the community of members who already support KJZZ by making your gift during the Spring Member Drive. Strengthen this significant community resource that gives you local, national, and international news coverage every day. You can give directly on the KJZZ mobile app by calling 888-774-9150 or give online, kjzz.org.
Now, when you make that contribution, you're entered to win 5 days and four nights in a four-star hotel in New York City. Mark knows more about New York City than I do, but I do know these things. You can go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. You can visit the Museum of Modern Art, the Statue of Liberty, the 9/11 Memorial and Museum. You can also enjoy plays, great food, great sports. Give yourself a chance to win this contest right now and support public radio in the Valley, 888-774-9150.
Yeah, if you just want to spend, 5 days eating pizza and bagels, that would be fine too. You get $500 in spending money. That'll take you a pretty good distance in New York City. The other thing to remember, though, as you're entering to win that contest, you're doing your part to keep this service strong. You're standing up and saying, I believe in public radio. I stand for KJZZ. I think original productions. I want to know more about what's going on in my backyard. Make that gift right now. Take just a couple of minutes. 888-774-9150 or kjzz.org. And thanks.
Singer-songwriter Ryan Bingham had his career breakthrough when music he wrote for the Jeff Bridges film Crazy Heart won an Oscar, a Golden Globe, and a Grammy.
Your heart's on the loose. You rode them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind.
On his newest album, Fear and Saturday Night, Bingham draws on a painful past that includes his mother's death as a result of alcoholism and his father's suicide. And though he's only 33, his voice mirrors his authentic, intimate songs. It's soft, yet gritty, tough but sincere, and echoes a life hard-lived.
And this ain't no place for the weary kind.
Ever since I've started writing songs, I've always kind of had to get in a spot where I was completely alone and kind of away from distractions and just kind of somewhere where I could really get inside my head. Writing songs has always been a very kind of therapeutic thing for me. So originally just started out with kind of looking around for a spot. My wife actually found a guy up north of where we live, up in the mountains, that had this old Airstream trailer that he had refurbished from the 50s. And he was renting it out on Airbnb. And I went up there and checked it out, and it was just this really cool trailer tucked away on a dirt road that you kind of needed four-wheel drive to get back in there to it. And it was just a perfect spot to kind of hide out and get away from all the distractions of everyday life in the city and write some songs. And I really enjoyed it up there.
But along with getting away from distractions, I mean, I would think as a human being, especially one as contemplative as you are, there's got to be that feeling of, I would think, some sort of mixed emotion as well. Like there's maybe even a loneliness. And does that affect how you're writing the songs? Does that affect your creativity?
Yeah, I think so. I think it takes you to a place that you might not go to, or it takes me out of a certain comfort zone, of just kind of being home and relaxed. When you're kind of tucked up that way and you do get lonely and you do really kind of, let your mind wander to places that you might not let it wander all the time if you're at home or distracted by other things. So you definitely go to a different place, or I do anyway, mentally, when I get alone like that. And really for, a big part of my life when I was a young teenager, I spent kind of alone and on the road out there in West Texas and New Mexico. It's a very kind of open, vast, desolate place. So it was also something that I look forward to kind of going back to and revisiting as well.
You were unborn and yet to be scarred with tattoos. The blood in your arm, hell, it's good and it's warm and still free to choose.
Ryan, you have an authenticity in your voice, and I mean that in two ways. One is the quality of how you sing and how you speak, but also the voice that comes across in the songs that you write. How important is that authenticity to you?
I think I've always really kind of had to rely on my songs being somewhat meaningful and truthful. I mean, I think especially when I very first started, I only knew a handful of chords on the guitar. I'm far from a classically trained musician and really just learned how to sing on the fly as well, and just little roadhouses and open mics and things like that. So the performance and maybe the quality of my musicianship, hopefully is getting better as I keep playing. But, for the most part, when I was starting out, I was like, I better have some meaningful songs and say some things that really, translate. Like I just always figured that, how do I expect you know, people to believe my songs if I don't believe in myself.
People to tell me, they look upon my skin and bones. You're ragged and you're dirty, hardly worth your weight in gold.
And then your vocal quality as well. I mean, you melt people with your lyrics and your vocal quality. What does that feel like?
It's funny for me. It kind of comes and goes. I hear mixed emotions about my voice and what it sounds like. But I've always tried to get better and just kind of work with what I have. It just kind of is what it is, I guess.
We're obviously a number of years past this, but I want to come back to Crazy Heart a little bit because that's when people first found out who you were. There was a lot of sadness going on in your personal life. But from the standpoint of the career, so many people work so hard, as you have, obviously, to make it in this business. What does it feel like to, at least to some people's eyes, become an overnight success and you're not necessarily quite ready for that? How did it feel at the time, and what do you think you learned from that experience?
Oh, you know, I think about that all the time. It happens so fast, you know, all of that. And I feel like maybe if I had kind of a better situation going on in my personal life, you know, I might have been able to deal with that a little bit better. But it was a lot more than I realized. You know, I think now looking back on it, you know, that was a pretty heavy time in my life just with everything going on. And I'm not sure I was quite ready for that stage, you know, for that next level of being a performer. You know, I think I was still in the middle of really trying to figure out who I was and what I was doing with the music and what direction I wanted to go in with it. And when all that stuff happened, it pretty much put a stamp on me of kind of what I could do and where I could go with it from there, you know, if I was going to continue on that path. So, yeah, you know, I mean, it was a great experience. It was a great learning experience to be able to work with guys like T-Bone Burnett and Stephen Bruton. And you know, I definitely learned a lot from those guys just being in the same room with them in the same studio and watching how they worked. And then also learning a lot about the industry and the business and what kind of motivates people and agendas and things like that as well.
That must have been kind of daunting based on what we've heard about the music business.
Yeah, you know, it was. I mean, I've always kind of... I don't really consider myself to be naive by any circumstance or anything like that, but I mean, definitely there was a lot that I had heard about that I actually got to see firsthand.
I've been carrying my trouble, this bag strapped to my shoulder. Ever since I was a baby, I've been running from everything I know. Don't tell me about my trouble.
Ryan, can you tell us about the first track on Fearing Saturday Night, Nobody Knows My Trouble? Where'd that come from?
Yeah, it was actually the first song that I wrote for this record. I remember I'd gone up to that trailer for a few days and, you know, nothing was really happening. I was just up there sitting around and, you know, I was kind of working on a few songs, but nothing was really coming together. And one night I just stayed up really late and was just hanging out, and I'd kind of made up my mind. I just wanted to write something really simple, like one chord or two chord song, and not even, you know, really trying. You know, I wasn't like, I didn't put any expectations on anything of it, you know, having to be for the record or anything. I was just wanted to write something and something to break the ice and get it started. And that song just poured out in like 5 minutes.
Ever since I was a baby, Oscar and Grammy winner Ryan Bingham. His latest album is Fear and Saturday Night. He'll be in the Valley as part of the McDowell Mountain Music Festival. Ryan, great to meet you. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Nobody knows about my trouble except for my baby and me.
As always, lots of good stuff to do around the Valley. Plenty of spring training baseball. The Cactus League's on the verge of wrapping up, so if you want to see a spring game, now would be a good time. Also, Arizona Bike Week begins tonight. It's through the weekend at Westworld of Scottsdale.
And if you're in the mood for romance, and I'm sitting across from a guy who always is.
Oh, yes.
Arizona Theater Academy presents Romeo and Juliet. That's tonight at 7:30 at the Herberger Theater in downtown Phoenix.
Frontier Town Farmers Market is until 7 o'clock at Frontier Town in Cave Creek.
And if you're looking for a good fitness class, DXF Dance is tonight from 6 until 7 at Civic Space Park.
When you think about contributing to this station, you've got an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other.
You should support programming you love and feel great doing it.
Public radio? Come on, isn't that just people with long gray ponytails telling you how to make dream catchers for your cats?
No, silly goose. It's the best source for news, information, and culture.
Right.
Well, where do you get all your news and information?
My buddy Brad. That dude is the best.
Click and support the programs you rely on. Become a sustaining member today. or call in your contribution, retro style.
And the way to do that is call 888-774-9150 or go online to kjzz.org. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Goldstein along with Mark Brody.
Yeah, this is the time to make your gift. This is the spring member drive here at KJZZ. We do these drives because you are the most important source of support for KJZZ. Your generosity makes this station go. It makes the show go for sure. That's why we're asking you to make your sustaining contribution right now. Get yourself entered to win the I Love New York contest, 888-774-9150, kjzz.org.
Make your contribution right now for the programs you count on every day. You started off with Morning Edition, telling you what's going to happen today across the country, around the world, and here in the Valley. And then you stick with us with Diane Rehm and Here and Now and other programs taking you to the show. And then All Things Considered takes you home, telling you about the news and information you missed because you were doing family things. You were at work. You had other obligations. Call right now to tell us how important this programming is to you and make a gift. 888-774-9150.
Yeah, this is really an opportunity to stand up and say, you know what? I believe in, you know, finding out more about my community. I want to know more about what's going on in my city, in my neighborhood, in a different part of the city that I don't know about. Hearing from people who maybe I'm neighbors with who I've never met before and have different perspectives than I do, or maybe have the same perspective as I do. This is a great opportunity for the sort of the community to come together during the show and hear about Phoenix. There's so much going on in this city, in this valley, in this state that it's great to be able to bring it to you, but we need your support. This is how public radio works, when listeners become supporters. KJZZ.org. You can give directly on the mobile app or call 888-774-9150.
KJZZ counts on you as a listener to become a contributor. It's how we can keep bringing you this in-depth reporting and analysis, this unbiased news that you've come to count on. Not a commercial-driven station, anything but. We need your support. You're the most important source of funding this station has. So we know you've heard a story today, you've heard an interview today, or in the last few days that you just had to tell someone about. You've had that feeling. You wouldn't have heard it if it weren't for public radio. So please contribute to it. Keep it going strong at 888-774-9150 or kjzz.org.
And a reminder, you get entered to win the I Love New York contest for two. It's 5 days, 4 nights in a 4-star hotel, round-trip airfare for two from Phoenix to New York City. You get $500 in spending money. There's so many amazing things you can do in New York City. Why not give yourself a chance to win this contest? Somebody's going to win it. Might as well be you. Give yourself a shot at least. KJZZ.org, 888-774-9150.
And if you especially appreciate what you hear on the show on Thursdays and Fridays, the in-depth reporting and analysis about stuff that's going on here in the Valley and the state, maybe you hadn't heard of, or maybe you'd heard about a little bit, but you were offered this in-depth approach, and in many ways a fun approach as well, a little bit lighter sometimes, really a different tone at times, but also giving you the serious news you count on. Contribute to it now, 888-774-9150.
This is listener-supported KJZZ FM Phoenix and HD, and that means exactly what it says. This station is supported by you. Listeners are the biggest source of support. Become a sustaining member. Make your voice heard right now for the show, for KJZZ, for your public radio station. You can give in three ways and get yourself entered to win the I Love New York contest for two on the mobile app, kjzz.org, or by calling 888-774-9150. And thanks.